I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Many people in South Carolina do not have easy access to evidence-based weight management programs in their local area. To talk about new telemedicine programs that can assist with healthy weight management is Dr. Josh Brown, Assistant Professor and Director of Clinical Services and Training at the Weight Management Center at MUSC. Dr. Brown, tell us about the telemedicine programs for weight management at MUSC. How do those programs work?
They're simply online versions of our most popular in-person programs. And by online, I mean that our weight management experts meet in real time with patients over their smartphones or computers. We can deliver the exact same programs that normally require in-person visits each week, but without requiring participants to drive to Charleston.
And are these one-on-one programs? If I signed up for the program, for example, is it just me involved in kind of on my computer or virtually chit-chatting with you, or is it a whole group?
Absolutely. Yep. These are one-on-one programs, so it would be you and whichever weight management professional you met with that week. So it might be a registered dietitian, it might be an exercise physiologist, it might be a psychologist, but it's just you and that other person.
So part of what we're talking about is losing weight for people who have too much weight. What are some of the tips for success?
You know, probably what I'm going to say is going to be pretty boring, and most people have probably heard some of these same things. But really, the key is just to create a calorie imbalance. So patients simply have to consume fewer calories than they're burning off. And when they can do that, they will affect weight loss. They will create some weight loss. You know, some of the difficulties there, you know, there is an abundance of information out there in terms of what kind of changes people should make. And so I think one of the first obstacles that people run into is, what do I need to do? You know, I'm not sure what I need to do. You know, some people say go low carb. Some people say, you know, cut out this food group or this type of food. And so we help patients with that. We help sort of straighten out all the information.
But you're talking mostly calories.
Mostly calories. That's really what it comes down
to. And also exercising?
And exercise. So it's a sort of a physics issue. It's an energy issue. We want you burning off more energy than you're bringing in. And so things like increasing fruits, vegetables, and decreasing calories consumed through beverages, sugar-sweetened beverages or high-fat beverages, and then increasing activity. And that can be done through exercise or simply taking more steps or being more active in the things people already do.
And one of the interesting things in using telemedicine for weight management in this way is that you aren't doing this alone. In other words, the person
right.
that's making these lifestyle changes you're talking about, they're checking in, they're getting feedback, they're getting information, they're maybe tweaking things that need to be done a little differently if this week didn't go so well or this month didn't go so well.
Exactly, yeah. So when we meet with patients online, we're going to take a look at their weight. We're going to take a look at their energy intake, their calorie intake. We're going to take a look at their activity because we've got a system for tracking that where patients can track that. And we can go in behind the scenes and we can see everything that they're doing. And so if we see something's not where it needs to be, then we're going to help the patient problem solve so that they can then get it to where it needs to be.
And also get that feedback when things are going well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Dr. Brown, thank you so much for providing this update about healthy weight management.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.